For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
This week, Peter, the Artie Awards, finally behind us. What a night.
It was, well, to use that often used word, fabulous. So many gorgeous, good-looking, talented people in one spot.
And Charmaine Chi and yes. Amy Jake Hill, top of their game, on fire. They were so funny. The day before, they let me hear the opening number. Okay? Is this going to be okay? I went, good Lord.
It's better than okay.
Better than okay. You should be writing the Tony show. It was wonderful. And the spontaneity of what they came up with, depending upon what got tossed their way through the night, were, of course, at the complete mercy of the acceptance speeches, which were mostly lovely.
Mostly.
Mostly lovely.
I guess no one got home before midnight.
Well, we were out. It took about exactly 3 hours, but then Matinee, which is a theater-oriented bar a couple of doors down from 710 Main, and the proprietors were presenters. And did they get a standing ovation? I was backstage. It sounded tumultuous.
They got big applause, and of course they came out with a can of Amy Jekyll's favorite beverage.
So. Oh, how funny. I'm backstage much of the time, steering traffic and working with the stage managers, but I mostly hear and pop out to see the numbers. La Lupe, Melinda Capellas went out and showed them why she had won.
The timing. She wins, then she comes out and dances. That right. was great. Speaking of stage managers, I noticed a lot more thank yous for stage managers, which I think is great.
I think that that is an extension of the community nature of the whole event, wanting everyone to be included. I hope that we approximated it that night. I love the bit of tradition, the bit of brand new people.
Now, I must say, you were once again in rare form for the debut award, the way you pretend to abuse these first-time actors.
Who's pretending? Who's pretending?
But they loved it. Now, is it my imagination, or were there more first-time actors this year than ever? And if so, why?
Well, we used to try to make it sort of a competitive thing, and it actually had to be an outstanding debut. But it became so popular, and it used to be on me and on the committee to determine even who had made a debut, because you don't always know. So we asked the theaters to submit them, and of course they submit the entire roster. I would love to cancel the whole thing, but it's too popular.
It was very popular. And it's so cute. All these, well, I know some adults are first-timers, but by and large, the stage is populated with young people, and that's what it's all about.
Well, one fellow told me, you know, I've been in acting for 30 years, and I've already played 3 roles in Buffalo, and I had to say, apparently, none memorably. So take it where you can get it. And of course, the sponsor of the Artie Awards is WBFO, WNED, and to see the pictures and the winners and the photos and Avery Schneider's tweets, which were fabulous, go to WBFO.org.
Well, one thing folks might not realize is that already for several weeks, we've been into the next Artie schedule, and it continues tonight.
We have. Fun Home is already for next year. Looking Through Glass is already through next year. Several people had said to me, well, we just have to go ahead and give Fun Home all the awards in anticipation. I'm saying, have you looked at what's in store for the rest of the season? Some very exciting work coming down the highway. And even continuing this week, the Irish Classical Theatre Company production of Entertaining Mr. Sloane is for next year. Girls Who Walked on Glass, which is the beginning of the Gordon Farrell residency, playwright in residence at the Alleyway Theater, is for next year. Entertaining Mr. Sloane, classic Joe Orton, devilishly rascally mischievous comedy. This is the one in which brother and sister, middle-aged brother and sister, meet Mr. Sloane sunbathing in the cemetery. Both oversexed sister and closeted brother take a liking to Mr. Sloane. Dad recognizes him as someone who has committed a murder, but brother and sister are willing to ignore that in exchange for certain favors.
But Dad, he's so cute.
But Dad, he's so cute. So that is Joe Orton, also author of What the Butler Saw and other equally irreverent, in their day, scandalous comedies. And it will be directed by Greg Natale, starring Kelly Bocock Natale, Anthony Grandi, Sam Klimeko. Oh, and of course, Jerry Mayer, weighing in as the voice of truth. You know, I love these plays that break boundaries. And back in Joe Orton's day, breaking boundaries in that way. But the two plays having to do with the status of women, Girls Who Walk on Glass, Gordon Farrell, who, by the way, is the same Gordon Farrell co-author of the Broadway show
Lifespan of a Fact that you saw with
Cherry Jones and Daniel Radcliffe,
right.
Bonnie Cannavale, yeah. And it's the same guy. This is a major residency. This is pretty exciting. But his play, Girls Who Walked on Glass, thematically related to Leila's Room being done over at Subversive.
Not theater designed to entertain so much as to make you a little uncomfortable and aware of the difficulties of being a woman in the world today. It's a dangerous world.
And engaging in a different way. And one of the innovations of Girls Who Walked on Glass is that it is being done in an environment experimental experiences. If you're old enough, you can remember standing at the theater for these events. So bring comfortable shoes.
That's what they say on their website.
Yes.
You're going to be on your feet for 90 minutes in this immersive theater experience.
Indeed you are. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.